When you were growing up, do you remember any trades or any shops in the village?
Yeah, I do. And we had quite a few, really. We had the butchers, which were trades. We had the co-op, a post office, which we don't have now, a garage. We had a wonderful cobbler's little shed, it was. It was dark and dingy, and this old little man sat there with his last in front of him and looking over his spectacles. But by gosh, he could mend shoes. And you couldn't afford new shoes then. My father used to have a last, and I remember many times that my father used to knock the nails into the back of the heels, because I was real heavy on my heels, wearing them out. But these little studs went in, and I think we saved a pound or two.
Every little counts. And whereabouts was that cobbler's shop?
It was where the telephone box, near where the telephone exchange is.
So about opposite where Sangtai is then? Now.
Absolutely. Maybe not as far down, a little bit further up. Yeah, where the Chelsea cottages are.
And
yeah.
Where was the post office when you grew up?
The post office was where, just opposite the church. There's terrace houses, and it was the first terraced house, and that was the post office. Somebody lived there, and they just had this open door, and you just did all your exchanges in there.
And where then did the post office move to?
Oh, it's moved a few times because it was back here.
It was at one point it went onto Skipwith Road, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then I think probably
before that it was in one of the council houses, the 1949 council houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's when the Jeeves had it.
Right.
Yeah. And they had a hut put up in the garden, and the everything was dealt with there. Very convenient. Very convenient.
And the co-op that you mentioned, that was can't remember the house, the building. It's next to Sadler's Cottage.
It is,
wasn't it?
Yes. It's Mr. Webstale used to live then. He used to be in charge of the co-op, and it's at the side of the where the shop is. Where it was, it's not the shop now, is it? It's somebody's private house.
And what was your co-op number?
My mother's was 169 and my grandma's was 70.
Isn't it amazing that you can remember
never forget,
that?
Never forget, no. You can always associate it with something, can't you?
And did they do things like deliveries, or did you actually have to go and...
Yes, I think they did do deliveries. I think somebody from Weldrick came and did the deliveries. But it was very, very adequate, was the co-op.
And we had the milkman in the village.
You had, and we had a laundry in the village, and we had the saddler's shop, which used to be next door to what was the co-op.
Do you remember it as a saddler's?
Yes, I do. Yeah, Mrs. Curlson used to live there, and she also used to do the morning papers. And then we had the doctors in the village, who used to have a dispensary within the house, and that was all done together. And then we had somebody called Mr. Chapman, and he used to make coffins. He had a woodworking business, I think, of some sorts, and